You're listening to WYTF. 19 people who live in Chambersburg came together recently to tackle big questions. What would their ideal community look like, and can the borough reach that ideal? WYTF helped convene the discussion at Gearhouse Brewing as part of our efforts to encourage civil dialogue across differences. Our Scott Blanchard reports, at the end of the night, a few people talked in depth about obstacles, opportunities, and what lies ahead for a community they care about. First up was Chadwick Hare, who's lived in Chambersburg for 17 years.
I'm a systems engineer, and I work at the Hagerstown Airport. I'm probably a upper middle class, white, non-binary person. And I have raised two children and been married for about 12 years.
I'm Alice Aaliyah. I have lived here almost 17 years. For my day job, I work at the Franklin County Library System. I do fundraising and HR work there, and I'm in my eighth year on the Chambersburg Borough Council.
My name is Kim Amsley Camp. I'm a certified nurse midwife here, and I practice at Keystone Women's Care, a federally qualified health center in Chambersburg. I'm from here. I lived in Washington, D.C. for 22 years. I have been back here for 17 years.
My name is Nancy Mazariegos. I currently work at Chambers Apothecary. I've been in Chambersburg for almost 30 years in September. My family is originally from Guatemala, and when we came to Chambersburg, my parents actually established the first Hispanic church.
We first asked simply, describe the spirit of the conversation and how it felt to take part.
After a few minutes, it did feel like at least 75% of the people in the room were kind of in agreement that there was progress to be made, that we're not there, and it could be gotten to in a relatively short time frame.
I think we all probably learned something, whether it was about the people in the room or about our community.
It's nice to see people in the room that you've not seen before. And I felt for the first time the doors open to hear.
And they actually listened. They didn't just hear you talk. And I really appreciated that, to be heard.
I found this conversation uplifting. There are good people here on both sides of the aisle.
Politically in this community, the line has been drawn in the sand. Elections have been won. We're finished. We don't need to hear anything. That room sounded different.
But we wanted to know if our group thought they had gained understanding of others, or did they feel their viewpoints were better understood? You'll hear Nancy first, then Alice.
Oh, definitely. I think somebody described themselves as a Republican and inside of a bubble. I identified with her in a different way as well, because I sometimes feel like I'm in a bubble. The gentleman that was sitting next to me, he said, you know, he saw me or somebody as an emissary, somebody that he could bring to the table and talk about these different issues. And I think immigration, we don't talk about it a lot because we don't understand it. And I think when I spoke about that topic, everybody came to a different understanding I saw on their faces.
I think this was a good reminder that we all have a bubble. I am guilty of that too. I have a bubble. Actually, the woman in there who said that, she and I go to a kickboxing class together. And it reminded me that things like that are really important.
Chadwick Hare, Alice Aaliyah, Kim Amsley Camp, and Nancy Mazariegos of Chambersburg were talking about a group discussion where the ground rules included being civil and respectful. We wondered if they had learned anything they could use in conversations with others they might disagree with. Chadwick answered this one first, followed by Kim and Nancy.
It's really eye-opening sometimes to see that there is still a lot of people that are willing to learn. There was definitely some of that going on tonight. I don't like confrontation at all. It's definitely something that gives me all kinds of anxiety, and I get really nervous. And like, I definitely want to try to talk to people that maybe I would usually avoid just because of the confrontation. maybe try to find that common ground.
There's a segment of our population that doesn't feel welcome, doesn't feel included, supported, and I think that was heard tonight. And I think that's just huge that it was heard. Now we move forward.
I'm a compliance officer, so I make sure everything's in line. So what they said about processes and procedures, that's just hits home. I belong to Chambersburg as a community, but sometimes I have to break myself away from that and become part of just the smaller community, the Hispanic community. And I believe that they need to learn these processes and procedures before we can do anything else.
Many in the group of 19 who showed up at Gear House said they want to keep coming together and bring some people who weren't there so their voices can be heard too. They know it'll take more than a meeting or two to help make Chambersburg better. But by night's end, there was hope. You'll hear from Chadwick, then Alice, then Kim, and finally Nancy.
One of the reasons that made me decide to get involved so much in just this last year is the repeal of the non-discriminatory ordinance that upset me to the core. It affected myself. It affected my daughter. It affected about a lot of people that I care about. But I do feel like there is a lot of potential in Chambersburg. The younger generation is very inspiring. I'm very hopeful. I think it can get there. I just think it's going to take a lot of motivation, a lot of tough conversations, and people being more courageous and doing the right thing.
And we don't all have to care in the same way. And we all had a surprisingly similar vision of what a good community is. And so if we're all working towards that, then I feel like maybe we'll be okay and on the right track.
You know, I do birth for a living. I'm eternally optimistic. It can be done. This is the beginning. I just know it.
I have made a commitment to this community. So I'm gonna be optimistic, even though some days you may need to pick me up or hold my hand, but I'm gonna continue to see that there is gonna be changes that are coming down the line and be part of it.